The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, August 3, 2023. The leader of the Cuban Revolution, Raúl Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated the Youth Labor Army, EJT, on its 50th anniversary. The Granma newspaper published a letter from Raúl Castro in which he congratulated the EJT and highlighted its essential work in society, contributing to Cuba's economic and productive development. The leader of the revolution noted that it is possible to find the members of the youth army anywhere in Cuba carrying out dissimilar tasks, even in internationalist missions, in which, in addition to participating in combats, they did works that were decisive for the subsequent outcome of the war. The army general urged the youth army to continue to advance with greater determination from each front and workplace without ever neglecting the defense of the homeland. President Díaz-Canel, in turn, sent his congratulations to the EJT from his Twitter account and thanked the Youth Army for its decisive contributions to the country's economy. National People's Power Assembly President Esteban Lasso, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero, and several Cuban officials also tweeted congratulatory messages to the EJT on its 50th anniversary. Foreign Minister Subrahmanyan Jaishankar informed that he will visit Cuba in September, an opportunity to further strengthen India's relations with Latin America and the Caribbean. Jaishankar confirmed the news at the opening of the 9th India-LAC conclave on Thursday, which is bringing together ministerial delegations from 17 countries, including Cuba, in New Delhi until August 5. The head of Indian diplomacy expects to attend the summit of Group of 77 plus China, which will take place in Cuba on September 15 and 16. Jaishankar expressed gratitude for the broad participation in the event. He also praised the strengthening of bilateral economic ties and noted that India's exports to several Latin American countries have increased twofold compared to those to neighboring countries or traditional trading partners. The Cuban Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, expressed that the implementation of the Paris Agreement on global warming is an imperative for the future life of the world. Through his Twitter account, the foreign minister pointed out that the temperature records and devastating forest fires suffered by millions of people show the unprecedented pace and scale of climate change. The Paris Agreement, signed in 2015, seeks to limit global warming to below 2.0 degrees Celsius, preferably 1.5 degrees, compared to pre-industrial levels. In various international forums, Cuba has warned that time is running out to adopt the necessary decisions and actions to reverse climate change. The Cuban authorities urged in international forums to work in a supportive and sustained manner at the global level, since environmental challenges have no borders, although they must first be faced nationally, taking into account the circumstances and particularities of each country. The feature film El Mundo de Nelsito, or Nelsito's World, by Cuban filmmaker Fernando Perez, will be released in Cuban theaters this Thursday, August 3. The latest production by the multi-award-winning Cuban director is the result of a collaboration between the Cuban Institute of Art and Cinematographic Industries and the Spanish production company Wanda Films. The World of Nelsito will be screened from August 3 to 20 in theaters belonging to Project 23 in Havana and in major theaters in other provinces of the island. Part of the film's cast includes well-known national film stars. This choral film, with shades of black humor, is dedicated to cinematographer Raúl Pérez Ureta, who died 2 years ago and worked on several of Fernando Pérez's films. Authorities of the Central Bank of Cuba announced this Wednesday a group of actions to accelerate the banking operations in the country aimed at reorganizing monetary flows. In a press conference, the vice president of the Central Bank of Cuba, Alberto Quiñones, reported that the measures will be gradually implemented starting this Thursday. This process is carried out under the principle of maintaining equality among all economic actors. He specified that the provisions issued by the bank, which seek to promote the use of electronic payments, are published in the official gazette. The vice president of the Central Bank of Cuba stressed that with the new provisions, a process in accordance with international standards is being accelerated since electronic payments are daily in the lives of citizens of any country. Cash payments are maintained, and in territories where the conditions created to implement the banking actions do not exist, a period of 6 months will be given to seek new alternatives. And in the international agenda, we have that. The bilateral national and temporary ceasefire between the Colombian state and the guerrilla is coming into force for the next 180 days by virtue of the agreements of the peace dialogue table. An integrated monitoring mechanism will be established for compliance with the deal, in which the United Nations verification mission will participate along with representatives of the government and the guerrillas. To this end, the Security Council on Wednesday approved the extension of its mandate, stating that the verification mission will monitor and verify the implementation of the ceasefire established in the Second Cuba Agreement between the Government of Colombia and the National Liberation Army, ELN. So it authorizes an increase of up to 68 additional international observers as part of the current personnel of the mission. The monitoring and verification mechanism will be observed and verify any violations of the ceasefire, and in case such violations are detected, the dialogue table will be in charge of addressing the situation and determining the corresponding consequences. Meanwhile, the Peruvian government announced the end of the militarization of public order in the southern region of Puno, currently under a state of emergency due to protests that began in December 2022. Prime Minister Alberto Otárola said that the Council of Ministers agreed that the police should once again be in charge of this task and the military should return to their barracks, although the state of emergency that has been in force for nearly 8 months will continue for another 30 days. He added that the government expects normality to return gradually to the region, which became a hotbed for the protests, which prompted the armed forces to supersede the police and assume control. A courtroom from the Superior Court of Lima ordered the immediate release of Aymara leader Luis Cruz Laime, who was arrested during last week's protests. In addition, it was reported that the government will convene a meeting of the National Agreement in late August, a consultative forum on political and social issues that will bring together the state, social organizations, business unions, and other sectors. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.